Well, it feels incredible to be back, folks, here on the Ballers Baseball Network. It's Dan Helody bringing you all the action here high atop Atrium Health Ballpark as the Kannapolis Cannonballers and the Down East Wood Ducks getting set for Game 5 of this six-game set here in Kannapolis. Sag and friends, of course, welcome into the broadcast here at Atrium Health Ballpark. We're on Valley Live, MILB.TV, free audio streams on kcballers.com, and the MILB First Pitch app. Tonight, it's game 5 of 6, and the lefty Noah Schultz gets the start. 6'9", 220-pound first-round pick by the Chicago White Sox. A very highly touted lefty prospect, I should say, is Noah Schultz out of Oswego, Illinois. His fifth start of 2023. He has appeared in 5 games, 1 against Down East, and he's allowed just 2 base runners in all of his innings thus far. He has gone a total of 9 innings in this season, 1 hit and 1 walk, with a staggering 13 strikeouts. He has been very impressive as Noah Schultz. He'll face off against the Down East Wood Ducks tonight out of the Texas Rangers organization. It'll be Cam Cauley, the shortstop, leading things off against Noah Schultz on the bump. Cauley, the shortstop, will lead it off. Danier Cueva, the second baseman, will bat next. And batting third is Ian Moeller, the catcher, as Schultz gets set on the bump for his fifth appearance of 2023 with the Kannapolis Cannonballers. A good crowd on hand on Margaritaville night here at Atrium Health Ballpark as Schultz will set. First pitch delivered at 7:02. It's swung and missed at 95 miles an hour. 4-1, 0-1 is your count. Again, 7:02 your time of your first pitch here at Atrium Health Ballpark on this Saturday evening. Schultz will set on the bump. Big 6'9 lefty delivers the 0-1. Fastball is outside at 95, even at 1-1 on Cam Cauley. Cauley, Specht, and Moeller to lead it off. Cauley, Cueva, and Moeller on this Saturday evening's action. 1-1 from Schultz, grounded towards short. Easy play for Sanchez. He'll set his feet and throw to first in time for the out. Just like that, one batter retired, one down, and Daniel Cueva will step in. Second baseman Daniel Cueva steps in. And it's the lefty Noah Schultz again. 0-0 with a 0 ERA, 13 innings. He struck out a grand total of 13. And he's allowed 1 hit and 1 walk from Oswego, Illinois. A 4-pitch mix, a 4-seam, a 2-seam, a slider, and a changeup. First pitch fouled off by Cueva, the second baseman. It's an 0-1 count on the second baseman, Cueva. Ballers taking the victory last night, 8-5, in a big game on last night's Pride Night action. Ballers picking up the win. Tyler Schweitzer, his team high, a 7th victory of the season in last night's affair. 0-1 from Schultz is a bit outside at 95, even at 1-1 on Daniel Cueva. Moeller, the catcher, awaits on deck. Glader Figueroa, DH, awaits in the hole. He is the cleanup batter for the Down East Wood Ducks. 1-1 count. Schultz set, pitch on the way. Swing and a miss on a breaking ball, 1-2. Schultz offering the slider outside to Cueva. Down East Wood Ducks tonight in the camo tops, gray pants, khaki caps for the Wood Ducks. Out of the Texas Rangers organization based in Kinston, North Carolina, about 4 hours east of Kannapolis. 1-2 count, one down, Schultz's pitch. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Another slider from Schultz, and it's his first punch of the night. 2 down, Ian Moeller now will do up for Down East. Moeller will step in, the catcher, with 2 outs and nobody on. Glader Figueroa, DH, awaits on deck. He bats in the cleanup spot. Anthony Gutierrez, center fielder, bats 5th. First pitch to Moeller in there for a strike, 0-1 on the Wood Ducks catcher. Eric Alvarez, left fielder, bats 6th. Batting 7th is the right fielder, Zion Bannister. Yency Pena, third baseman, bats 8th. And batting 9th is Jesus Moreno. Schultz's 0-1 is inside at 95 miles an hour. 1-1 your count on Ian Moeller. Catcher Ian Moeller standing in, batting a .177 on the season with the Down East Wood Ducks. He's been with the team all season. Dubuque, Iowa native, gets the 1-1 from Schultz. It's a bit inside on a slider, 2-1 on Moeller. Fourth round pick in 2021 out of Dubuque, Iowa is Ian Moeller, the 20-year-old. 2-1 count, Schultz will set the 19-year-old. 2-1 pitch on the way. Outside corner for a called strike at 95. Count evens it 2-2. The Wood Ducks were able to pick up a walk against Noah Schultz back on the 16th of June out in Kinston. That's it. Three innings, one walk, six punchouts for Schultz. 2-2 count with two outs. Schultz's pitch inside. Count will run full. 96 on the inside part of the plate. Just a little too much inside, and Mulder takes wisely. Wood Ducks in first place of the Carolina League North Division. Ballers tied for second. One game back of the Columbia Fireflies. 3-2 count. Here's the pitch from Schultz. Inside, it hits Mulder with a slider. It'll be a base runner for the Wood Ducks with two outs in the first inning. It's a hit-by pitch to Ian Mulder. So now one on with two down, and Glader Figueroa due up. So uncharacteristically, it's a runner on for Noah Schultz to deal with. He works exclusively from the stretch, so it's not like it's a huge change in his delivery. It's just a bit of a change of approach. First pitch to Figueroa is up and inside, a 1-0 count on Glader. So give us an opportunity to set the defense today for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Glass, McCarthy, and Lanzilli in the outfield. Infield, Baldwin, Sanchez, Mora, and Willits. Behind the dish is Colby Smelly. Figueroa grounds the 1-0 back towards the bump. Schultz will field his position to first. He goes for the out. And Noah Schultz is out of the first inning unscathed after a hit-by pitch. It's a 1-3 ground out for Glader Figueroa. And that's three outs in this top of the first. Bottom of the first, headed your way after a quick break on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live, scoreless in Kannapolis.
Baseball fans, introducing Valley Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully with Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Mario Camilletti will lead it off here in this bottom of the first inning for the Kannapolis Cannonballers and the Down East Wood Ducks in Game 5 of the six-game set. Camilletti will lead it off. The DH, Brooks Baldwin, third baseman, and Price Willits, first baseman, to follow in the order for the Ballers. First pitch from the righty, Leandro Lopez, is in there for a called strike. 0-1 is your count on Mario Camilletti. Leandro Lopez gets the start tonight for the Down East Wood Ducks. The righty offers his second pitch to Camilletti, up and inside, 1-1. On Mario. 1-1 count on Camilletti, the DH, the Carolina League leader in walks and on-base percentage. This season for Kannapolis has been magnificent. 1-1 up and away, 2-1 on Camilletti. He'll lead it off against Leandro Lopez, the righty, 6'1", 200-pound, 21-year-old from Bonao, Dominican Republic, 2-3 on the year with a 3.51 ERA. 2-2 on corner is inside to Camilletti. Count runs even at 2-2. It is a called strike, so 2-2 to Camilletti. Baldwin awaits on deck, the hot-hitting Brooks Baldwin. Set on the bump is Lopez, 2-2. This one's fouled off straight back. Count will stay at 2-2 on Mario. Leandro Lopez, 2-3 on the year, as mentioned. This is game number 13 for him with the Down East Wood Ducks. Start number 7 He last appeared back on July the 2nd with the Down East Wood Ducks against the Carolina Mudcats. 3-2 now will be your count, as that one is outside to Camaletti. 3 1/3, 6 hits, 4 runs, 2 earned, 2 walks, and 5 punch-outs for Leandro Lopez in his last outing. 3-2. Swing and a miss, got him the foul tip on a fastball at 94. Camaletti will strike out. Now 1 down in the frame. Brooks Baldwin will stand in. So Baldwin will stand in, the hot hitter at the plate for Kannapolis. 4 homers in his last 4 games. He had a grand slam last night, 2 homers in 1 game on Thursday. He has been magnificent as of late. As Baldwin, first pitch from Lopez, is upstairs and passed everybody to the backstop. 1-0 is your count. So Baldwin at the plate. Bryce Willits awaits on deck. He's the first baseman. Colby Smelly, the catcher, bats in the cleanup spot. Batting fifth is the right fielder, Chris Lanzilli. For Pat Leland and the Kannapolis Cannonballers, 1-0 from Lopez is just a bit outside. 2-0 to Brooks Baldwin. Ryan McCarthy, center fielder, bats sixth. Logan Glass is in left field. He will bat seventh. Batting eighth is Javier Mora. The second baseman, and batting ninth is Wilbur Sanchez. The Baldwin's shortstop, 2-0 fastball inside corner to Baldwin, now 2-1. Anna Brooks, the third baseman. Baldwin's in the blue tops tonight, white pants, going with the blue caps, red brim, and Boomer, our beloved mustachioed mascot, on the front of the cap. 2-1 fouled off over everybody's head. Count will stay even at 2-2. Baldwin, one of the hotter bats as of late for the Kannapolis Cannonballers, batting .500 on the week. He's got he's got 3 RBI, 4 home runs on the week, 6 RBI. 2-2 is up and away. Now count will run full. Just this series alone, Baldwin 5-for-10 with 4 homers, 6 RBI, 2 walks, 2 punch-outs, and 2 runs scored. 3-2 on the way from Lopez. Up and away, ball 4. Ballers will pick up their first base runner. It'll be a walk to Brooks Baldwin, so one on and one out. Bryce Willits due up. Willits, the first baseman, will stand in with one on and one out. A big opportunity for some runs driven in for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Willits, 1-for-5 last night with a home run, a pair of RBI. Carolina League Player of the Month in May gets the first pitch from Lopez in there for a called strike, 0-1 on Willits. Defensive setup tonight for the Down East Wood Ducks. Alvarez, Gutierrez, and Bannister left to right in the outfield. As Lopez will check on Baldwin first, it's not in time, not even close. 0-1 is your count. Infield, Pena, Cauley, Cueva, and Moreno. Behind the dish is Ian Mulder for Leandro Lopez. 0-1 count on Willits. Baldwin dancing at first, pitch delivered. Willits will foul this one off, and it'll end up into the seating bowl. Front row it goes for a souvenir. Count moves to 0-2 on Bryce. Baldwin's under the leadership of Pat Leland. As mentioned, 1 game back of first place in the Carolina League South Division. Willits on the run in the 0-2. This one's in the dirt. Mulder can't find it. And it'll allow Baldwin to swipe second on a stolen base. Now a runner in scoring position with a grand total of 1 down on a 1-2 count on Willits. Baldwin swipes second base. That's his 12th stolen base on the season. 1-2 count with 1 down. Slightly open stance to the lefty bat of Bryce Willits. 1-2 for Lopez. This one's up the middle. Hits off the glove of Lopez. Loose in the infield. Second baseman in. Cueva makes the play. Can't get there. It'll be an infield single for Bryce Willits. Play can't be made. To third goes Baldwin. It's an infield single. 100-mile-an-hour liner off the bat of Willits. It's gloved down by Lopez. Cueva can't get it cleanly. And it's runners on the corners and 1 down for the Baldwin. It's Colby Smelly due up. So Colby Smelly will stand in here for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Runners on the corners. Smelly, the catcher for Kannapolis tonight, takes the first pitch he sees from Lopez inside, a 1-0 count on Leandro Lopez's opponent, Colby Smelly. Batting .322, the hottest batting average on the Ballers roster so far on the season. He's on the active roster. Smelly grounds this 1-0 back up the middle again to Lopez. Holds the runner. The throw to first will be in time for the out. It'll be a nice play. So a grounder goes and Smelly is retired. A 1-3 ground out. Baldwin to third on the play. Bryce Willits goes to second. Baldwin didn't move on that last play, it's turned out, so he goes to third. So now two runners in scoring position with two outs for Chris Lanzilli. Big spot here for Kannapolis's Chris Lanzilli, who steps in for another at-bat here at Atrium Health Ballpark. This is his first week, technically, he's played at Atrium Health Ballpark. He played 2 weeks on the road and then was sent up to the Winston-Salem Dash on opening day here at the ballpark. Count is now 1-0. Was called up on Tuesday, April 18th to the Winston-Salem Dash, and Tuesday, April 18th was our first game at Atrium Health Ballpark of the season against Charleston that night. 1-0 lifted high and foul, even at 1-1 on Lanzilli. A 1-1 count with two outs in this bottom of the first inning, a scoreless ball game. Ballers looking to strike first against these Down East Wood Ducks. They've got two in scoring position. Lopez sets with the red glove at the chest. 1-1 to Lanzilli. Fastball up and away. Count moves to now 2-1. Lanzilli, the right fielder tonight, playing mainly left field for the Ballers, but he shifts over to right to give Drake Logan a night off. Ryan McCarthy awaiting on deck. The lefty bat awaits his turn. 2-1. Delivered by the righty Lopez. It's outside. 3-1 on the right fielder, Lanzilli. It's a humid and warm night tonight here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Wind is blowing out towards the left field foul pole. Pretty much clear skies, some clouds off in the distance. Weatherman Dan giving you all the info, of course. 3-1, Lanzilli corks this one high and deep. Left center field, that one's going to be trouble. It'll land in Triples Alley. Baldwin will trot home. Headed home as well as Bryce Willits scoring on the play. Our two runners, it's a double for Chris Lanzilli. And Kannapolis strikes first with a two RBI double with two down in this bottom of the first. Kannapolis takes the lead. 2-0 now your score. Ryan McCarthy stands in. 102 miles an hour off the bat of Chris Lanzilli. And that's going to warrant now a mound visit as Julio Valdez, a pitching coach for Down East, will come have a chat with Leandro Lopez. Lopez is running into some trouble, allowing those two hits from Willits and now Lanzilli. Baldwin on a walk and a stolen base gets to second, moves to third on a single from Willits, and a ground out from Smelly, and then a double for Chris Lanzilli, adding more RBI to his total. That's now 7-8 on the year. This is third double for Chris Lanzilli. Another extra base hit in the book for Kannapolis. So now one on and two outs. And Ryan McCarthy's going to stand in to the big opportunity here. There is a lefty now suddenly getting loose down the line for the Down East Wood Ducks. As Lopez running into trouble, might have a tighter leash than normal. Pitches low and inside, a 1-0 count on Ryan McCarthy. McCarthy, former Citadel outfielder, a football star in high school. Played with the Pinecrest Paladins down in Georgia. 1-0 count, Lopez's pitch. McCarthy will flick this one into center field. Well hit, Gutierrez backtracking. The wind takes it for a ride, but he makes the grab, does Gutierrez. Four out at number three. It'll be a fly out into center for McCarthy, but damage done. The Ballers pick up two runs on two hits against Lopez in this bottom of the first. Bottom first done. Top two we go on the Ballers Baseball Network and Bally Live. Anthony Gutierrez will lead it off top of the second inning for the Down East Wood Ducks against Noah Schultz, the lefty, returning for his second inning of work on the hump in tonight's game. He'll get the first pitch off to Gutierrez. This one's Scott into right field. Playable for Lanzilli. Under it, has in his eyes, has in his hands. Four out, number one. The flyout into right for Gutierrez. One down now. Eric Alvarez, the left fielder, will stand in. In second inning here in Kannapolis, ballers are on top 2-0 thanks to a 2-RBI double off the bat of Chris Lanzilli, handing Noah Schultz a little bit of run support on the bum. He's only scheduled to go just a few short innings tonight, Will Schultz, but some good work will be done on the bump by the lefty from Oswego, Illinois. Pitch delivered to Alvarez in there for a strike, making an 0-1 count on Alvarez, the left fielder. Just added to the roster not too long ago, a couple of days ago, out of the Arizona Complex League is Alvarez. Pitch delivered. This one's low and inside. Count evens at 1-1. Alvarez born on February 1st of 2005 from Rio Chico, Venezuela. A non-drafted free agent signee in 2022 by the Texas Rangers. Pitch lifted high and foul. Count moves to 1-2 on Eric Alvarez. Compare and contrast that with Noah Schultz, the big 6'9", lefty, first-round pick, 26th overall, out of Oswego East High School in Oswego, Illinois. 1-2 to the plate. This one's up and away on a breaking ball. It'll even at 2-2 now on Eric Alvarez. Alvarez at the plate. Zion Bannister, right fielder, awaits on deck. Top of the second inning. It's 2-0 Ballers here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Schultz will set, pitch on the way. 2-2 upstairs, count runs full on Eric Alvarez. Schultz's last start on Sunday. He pitched an impressive two innings with just one strikeout against the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Schultz will set on the bump. Closed off stance a little bit. He sets with a deep breath. 3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Got him with a 94-mile-an-hour heater up in the zone. Noah Schultz has his second punch out of the day. Two outs and nobody on. And due up is Zion Bannister. Zion Bannister, the right fielder, stands in for his first at-bat of the night. Schultz working now at 22 pitches in his evening. He's gone at 1 2/3 thus far. Pitch on the way to Bannister. He takes for strike one and a 94-mile-an-hour heater. 0-1 on Bannister. Right fielder Zion Bannister batting 271. He's got a 724 OPS. He's been able to get a little bit of power under him. 0-1. This one's fouled off. Count a move 0-2 on the right fielder Bannister. Yancy Pena, third baseman, awaits on deck for the Down East Wood Ducks. Noah Schultz is a strike away from two clean innings of work thus far. He's only allowed a runner on a hit-by-pitch. 0-2 to the plate. Fastball is up and away. Try to get another one by him at 95. 1-2 on Bannister. Schultz will work those fastballs. He's got a four-seam and a two-seam. Mainly working the four, it looks like. 1-2. Inside, almost hits Bannister. He'll get a bit of piece of the glove for Smelly, but to no avail. 2-2 on the right fielder, Zion Bannister. Schultz has struck it out two in an inning and two-thirds. He'll set 2-2 count. Deep breath. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. 94-mile-an-hour heater. And Schultz has three punch-outs, all swing and miss strikeouts in two innings of work. He looks sharp again. We'll see if he comes out for another inning here on this Saturday night at Atrium Health Ballpark. Quick break. We'll be right back. Top of the second is done. Bottom two headed your way after a break of the Ballers. Baseball Network 2-0 Kannapolis here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Bottom third of the order due up for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Logan Glass, Javier Mora, Wilbur Sanchez due up against Leandro Lopez returning for another inning of action. First pitch swung and a miss, 0-1 your count. On the left fielder, Logan Glass. Glass batting 203 on the season, 5 homers, 20 RBI, one of those homers coming earlier this week. As he'll set with the 0-1 swing and miss and a fastball up in the zone, 0-2 is your count. Count will move to 0-2, and Glass will call time. Lopez allowing 2 runs on 2 hits in that first inning. He allowed a single off the bat of Bryce Willits and then a double off of Chris Lanzilli. A little bit later on in that frame. 0-2 count, pitch on the way. Glass will take. This one's on the inside corner. Ring him up. Got him looking. Called strike 3. Glass is the second punch-out victim of the night for Leandro Lopez. Now 2 strikeouts, 1 down in the inning, and Javier Mora stands in. Javier Mora had the night off last night. 2-for-4 in his only game of the day a week against these Down East Wood Ducks. Pitch on the way from Lopez. Fastball in there for a strike. 0-1 on Mora. Mora's raised the average to the Mendoza line. He's at 200 on the season. He'll come set. Lopez will. 0-1 pitch delivered. Mora swings and misses at 94. Count shifts to 0-2 on the Ballers' second baseman. Nine-hole batter Wilbur Sanchez awaits on deck. Bottom of the second, Ballers on top, 2-0. Lopez's pitch, this one is swung and foul, tipped into the mid of the catcher, Mulder. Another strikeout in the book for Leandro Lopez, his third of the night. It's now 2 down, and nobody on base for the shortstop, Wilbur Sanchez. Nine-hole batter Sanchez stands in. He had a big day, couple of games back in Fayetteville with a inside-the-park home run. Last time I was able to join you here on the broadcast, pitch fouled off. 0-1 is your count. Sanchez will stand in. 0-for-2 last night, but a pair of walks did get him on base. Did Sanchez. He is 1-for-8 on the week with a couple of free passes. Sanchez will hack at the 0-1, grounded towards third, backhanded by Pena. Across the diamond he goes. It's a 1-2-3 inning on the bump for Leandro Lopez. After a bit of a rough first, comes back and gets 2 punch outs and a ground out of Wilbur Sanchez to make it a 1-2-3 frame. But Ballers still on top after 2 innings. We'll take it to the third. Noah Schultz will return for his third inning of work. And we come back on the Ballers at Baseball Network and Valley Live.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully with Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Top of the third, Yency Pena, Jesus Moreno, Cam Cauley due up as Noah Schultz returns for his third inning of work. It's the first time he's gone past 2 innings here at Atrium Health Ballpark. First pitch to Pena in there for a called strike, 0-1 on the Wood Ducks' third baseman. Noah Schultz is at 28 pitches so far. He's only allowed one base runner. It was a hit-by-pitch of Ian Mulder that allowed the runner to get on. A 1-1 year count on Yency Pena. It's just the third base runner Schultz has allowed all season. He allowed a walk of Jesus Moreno and a double of Zach Cole from Fayetteville before this game today. 1-1. This one's grounded weakly to second. Mora makes the play on the first, and it's a ground out for Yency Pena. That's now eight batters faced and seven retired. Just the hit-by-pitch from Moeller. That's now seven outs recorded in the book for Noah Schultz on the bump. One on, one out, and nobody on base for Jesus Moreno, the first baseman. Now Moreno is in the elite group. He reached on a walk against Schultz in the outing back on the 16th against the Wood Ducks. Pitch lifted high and foul. 0-1 on Moreno. This is Down East's first visit to Atrium Health Ballpark on the season. They will make another one in mid-August. The Paulers have already taken their two trips out to Down East this season, both on opening weekend and for a series in mid-June. Pitches a bit outside on the 0-1, 1-1 is your count on Moreno. 1-1 count with one down. Again, more than likely Schultz will go a little bit longer, and then Mason Adams will take over. 1-1 on the way from the lefty. This one's popped up in foul ground. First baseman Willett's after it. He's going to have to get into the bullpen area. Under it, nicks the grab for the ump. It's a P3 in foul ground with two down now. Jesus Moreno is retired. It'll be Cam Cawley stepping in with two outs and nobody on base. Another good pitch from Schultz, able to sneak a fastball by, and Moreno kind of last minute decided to swing. And he got a little bit under it. Schultz definitely impressing with some of the velocity. He's picked up his fastball to about 96, 97. Something that he was definitely not projected to do early on. Pitch is a bit low. 1-0 is your count. Schultz was known more for his sweeping slider, which still is his most impressive pitch by far. His slider is deadly. But his fastball was 93, 94 for a pretty long time. And then all of a sudden it's kicked up. So the work in the complex league is done good. 1-0 into center field for Cawley. Plown out now is McCarthy. Under it makes the grab. And Noah Schultz is through at three innings. He's only allowed a one base runner on a hit-by-pitch. A fly out into center for Cam Cawley. He's now 0-4-2. Schultz through three innings is allowed no hits and no runs. We'll send it to the bottom of the third. Quick break. We'll be right back on the Ballers at Baseball Network and Valley Live. 2-0 Kannapolis. Bottom of the third, top of the order, due up for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. It'll be Mario Camiletti leading it off. Brooks Baldwin and Bryce Willits to follow. Leandro Lopez will deliver the first pitch of the third. It's lifted high and foul. 0-1 year count on Mario Camiletti. Ballers on top, 2-0 over the Down East Wood Ducks in this game five of the six-game set. Lopez is 0-1. Camiletti shows bunt. It's lifted foul. It'll end up over near the dugout area for the Down East Wood Ducks. Count moves to 0-2. Camilletti, the DH in tonight's affair. A strikeout swinging in the first inning for the Ballers DH. 0-2 on the way. This one's well upstairs. Slipped out of the hand of Lopez. Count moves to 1-2. Got a good crowd on hand tonight. Margaritaville night here at Atrium Health Ballpark. A little bit of Jimmy Buffett action. 5 o'clock somewhere, a common phrase throughout the ballpark tonight. Camilletti lifts the 1-2 into left field. Well hit. That's over the head of Alvarez into the wall. Camilletti's going to round second and hustle to round first and for second. He will get there in time and standing up. It's a leadoff double here in this third inning for Mario Camilletti. He's got the first hit of his night. It'll be one on and nobody out for Brooks Baldwin. So Brooks Baldwin will get an opportunity to drive more runs in. Camilletti with a leadoff double on a well-hit liner into left field over the head of Alvarez. So now Lopez with another base runner to deal with. He has not had a lot of success against this top of the order. Baldwin will take the first pitch in there for a called strike, 0-1 on Brooks Baldwin. Camilletti at second with a good lead. Lopez standing in. On the bump, looking in. He's got a bright red glove set at the belly with a look at second. Here's the 0-1. Baldwin takes upstairs and away on a breaking ball, 1-1. On the third baseman, Brooks Baldwin. Mason Adams, the arm getting loose down the line for Kannapolis. It looks like Noah Schultz's night will be complete after three innings. So Mason Adams, our good buddy, the Okeechobee, Florida righty, will take over. 1-1 is spun in just a bit inside, a 2-1 count. Now on the third baseman, Brooks Baldwin. Baldwin, four homers in his last four games and a grand slam last night. Certainly has been a threat this week for Down East to deal with. 2-1 count, Camilletti with a good lead. Pitch on the way, swing and a miss. Got a fastball at 94. Baldwin went after it, couldn't get to it. Count moves to 2-2. Nobody out in this bottom of the third. Pleasure to have you join us here on the broadcast. Dan Helody back with you after I was off a couple of days. Unfortunately, had a little bit of an illness. 2-2. This one's fouled off by Baldwin. Count will stay put at 2-2. Woke up on Monday out in Fayetteville and wasn't feeling too great. Ended up not being able to broadcast Monday night in Fayetteville and then wasn't able to make it back to you now until tonight. But it is so good to be back. Pleasure to give you all the action. Appreciate all of the covering voices for me this week. 2-2, swing and a miss for strike three. It's another strikeout for Lopez. His fourth now on the night. It'll be a strikeout from Baldwin. One out now, and Bryce Willits will stand in. Jordan Juhas had the action for you on Tuesday night for July 4th's game. And Sean Fox, a legend in his own mind, just kidding. Sean Fox is the man. On Wednesday and Thursday, gave you the action. And Trevor Wilt, a little bit of throwback times for you on the broadcast. Had the call last night. Fitch fouled off by Willits, 0-1 your count. Again, Trevor Wilt, for those of you who are newer to the broadcast, you haven't been tuned in for as long as others. Trevor Wilt was the voice of the Kannapolis Cannonballers before myself. And actually, Sean Fox on Wednesday and Thursday has been doing it a little bit for a long time as well. 0-1 in the dirt, blocked by the catcher, Moeller. Sean Fox was in the Florida State League for two seasons with the Fort Myers Miracle in the Minnesota Twins organization. So he's definitely been around in minor league baseball, knows a thing or two. Pleasure to have those guys fill in for me this week. But it's good to be back for sure. Here on the broadcast, a 1-1 count pitch on the way from Lopez. This one is curved in beautifully for a strike. 1-2 on Bryce Willits. Camilletti's at second after a leadoff double. He has got a good lead over there. Awaiting on deck is the catcher, Colby Smelly. Lopez taking his time. Clock ticking down, a 1-2 count. Pitch on the way. Willits will go after it and miss on a 95-mile-an-hour fastball. Another strikeout for Leandro Lopez. He's now got five on his night. Two outs now in this bottom of the third. Runner on, it's Colby Smelly. So Smelly will stand in, a runner on, and two down here for Kannapolis. Smelly in his first at-bat, grounded out back to the pitcher in Lopez, who is just shy of 50 pitches as we speak. This one's on the way. It's up and inside, a 1-0 count on Colby Smelly. Tuscaloosa, Alabama native, former Shelton State backstop. In his second season of action with Kannapolis, was here last week. 1-0 count, pitch on the way, swing and a miss. Got him with a fastball at 95, 1-1 on the catcher, Smelly. In a very hot and humid night here in Kannapolis. Not much wind. If it is, it's not helping much. 1-1 on the way from Lopez. This one's a broken bat grounder towards second. Playable for Cueva. He'll field it underhand to first in time for the out. And just like that, Leandro Lopez is out of the third inning after a leadoff double, a strikeout, and a broken bat ground out to the second baseman in Cueva. Gets him out of the frame unscathed. We're a third of the way through tonight's ball game at Atrium Health Ballpark. Ballers on top 2-0. We'll take a fast break and be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Bally Live.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully. With Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Well, Mason Adams will take over on the bump for Kannapolis in this top of the fourth inning. Daniel Cueva on the plate. He'll take the first pitch he sees for ball one, a 1-0 count against Mason Adams on the bump. He'll take over in relief of Noah Schultz. 1-0 count, pitch on the way. This one's weakly tapped towards first. Willits plays it and steps on the bag at first with those legs of his. It'll be out number one. A stretch step by Willits gives the 3-U put out for Daniel Cueva. One out now. Ian Moeller, catcher, will stand in. So Noah Schultz last three innings here in Kannapolis. A very clean three innings. Three hits, no runs, no hits, no walks. Three strikeouts. He does get a hit-by pitch, but that is it. A very clean night for Noah Schultz yet again. 1-0 count on Ian Moeller as the first pitch has been outside. 1-0 count on Moeller, the catcher. Adams on the bump, turning things over. A 6'2" righty from Okeechobee, Florida. 1-0 swing and a miss. Now 1-1 on Ian Moeller. Moeller, the catcher, stands in. Glader Figueroa will clean up the 3-2 up against Mason Adams. 1-1 in there for a called strike. Now 1-2 on the catcher, Ian Moeller. Adams from Okeechobee, Florida, former Jacksonville Dolphin. Also a former Florida Southwestern State College Buccaneer. 1-2 fouled off. 1-2, you're still count on Ian Moeller. Adams appeared last back on the 2nd. Of July on Sunday against the Fayetteville Woodpeckers and looked sharp. 1-2, this one's low and outside, 2-2 on the catcher, Moeller. Adams struck out 11 in the six innings of work against the Woodpeckers. Three hits, one walk. Not a huge walk guy is Mason Adams. Just 12 all year, 2-2. Low and outside again, tried a breaking ball, can't get there. Count will run full on Ian Moeller. 2-3 in the year, a 3.78 ERA, 52 and a third innings pitched, batting 249. Our opponents against Adams, 3-2. So it is grounded up the middle. That's going to get through into center for a base hit. Ian Moeller with a one-out single up the middle. It'll be a base runner on for down east. Moeller's on base for the second time tonight. He reached on a hit-by-pitch and had a single. So one on and one out. Glader Figueroa stands in. So Figueroa, the DH, will have an opportunity here against the righty and Mason Adams with a runner on. Wood Ducks get their first hit of the night. First pitch to Figueroa in there for a strike, 0-1 on Glader. Last time he faced down east, Adams went 4 2/3 out in Kinston. Allowed four runs on five hits with a walk and nine punch outs, 0-1. This one's fouled off right over my head, a pop out. Out of the ballpark. Count will move to 0-2. On Figueroa, one of the top prospects in the Texas Rangers organization, Glader Figueroa, is ranked at number 18 in their top 30 on MLB Pipeline. Of course, a big time for MLB Pipeline. 0-2, ring him up, got him looking, called strike three. Mason Adams has his first punch out of the night. Figueroa will have a seat. He's down looking at strike three. Two outs, runner on, and Anthony Gutierrez stands in. Folks over at MLB Pipeline have to be very, very busy right now. The MLB draft tomorrow night. Going to be glued to that tomorrow night, we'll say that. Adams will set pitch on the way. This one's weakly tapped on the first pitch to third baseman Baldwin. He bare hands across the diamond. Wild throw, Willits will scoop. No play to any base. It'll be a base hit for Anthony Gutierrez. A weakly hit grounder. Kind of a swinging bunt. Baldwin comes in, makes the Evan Longoria-esque barehanded play across to first, but it's a bit of a wild throw. Moeller to second, and Anthony Gutierrez has the second hit of the inning. So now two on and two out, and Eric Alvarez, left fielder, will stand in. Alvarez will get his second at-bat of tonight. He struck out his first time up against Noah Schultz. Pitch on the way, up and inside from Adams, a 1-0 count. Again, two down in this top of the fourth inning. Ballers on top, 2-0 against the Down East Wood Ducks. Adams at 68 strikeouts in the season. 1-0 pitch on the way to Alvarez, is up and inside now, 2-0. Eric Alvarez, the left fielder. Tonight, a 18-year-old born in 2005, 5'10", 150 pounds. Listed as an infielder in the roster. Playing in left tonight for Down East. He'll foul off a 2-0 straight back, 2-1. On the left fielder, Alvarez. Zion Bannister, right fielder, awaits on deck. Top of the fourth, 2-0 Kannapolis. Pleasure to have you join us. Dan Helody bringing you all the action. Mason Adams sets, 2-1 on the way. Swing and a miss, got him with a breaking ball outside, 2-2. Nice pitch from Mason. Mason Adams from Okeechobee, Florida, just north of Lake Okeechobee, the biggest lake in the state of Florida. If you go directly east, it's pretty much in the Palm Beach area. Kind of down in South Florida. 2-2. Left an eye and foul. Count will stay put at 2-2. Lake Okeechobee kind of in the middle of the state. Wouldn't call it South Florida, quote-unquote. Not like the South Florida like you're thinking, like Miami or Fort Lauderdale. But it's not exactly northern Florida. It's kind of central east, even. 2-2 count with two outs. Adams will set. Pitch on the way. Curveball in there, ring him up, got him looking, called, strike three, second punch out of the night for Mason Adams. Both of them have been looking. He gets Figueroa and Alvarez to take a peek at strike three. That sits down on the top of the fourth inning. Bottom four, Ballers still lead 2-0. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network in Valley Lot. Chris Lanzilli leads it off in this bottom of the fourth inning for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. 2-0. Ballers on top over the Down East Wood Ducks in game five of the six-game set. Leandro Lopez returns to the bump. First pitch is a bit low in the dirt, blocked by Moeller. A 1-0 count on the right fielder, Lanzilli. Lanzilli at the plate. Ryan McCarthy and Logan Glass to follow all three of the outfielders. In this bottom of the fourth, 2-0 your score as the 1-0 is up and away. Count will run 2-0 on Chris Lanzilli. Average up to 294 on the season. He had his third double of the season earlier tonight. A 1-for-1 night with a pair of RBI thus far. 2-0 up and inside. Now 3-0 on Lanzilli. Ryan McCarthy, center fielder, awaits on deck. Lopez has struck out five through three innings of work. Ballers getting a leadoff double from Camaletti last inning, but nothing avail of it. Two strikeouts and a ground down. Pitch is a bit in there, called strike 3-1 on Lanzilli. Lopez will set 3-1. Fastball is on the lower part of the zone for called strike two. Count will run full on the Stoneham, Massachusetts native Chris Lanzilli. Three-two count, nobody out. Lanzilli a slightly open stance, 3-2. This one's sharply grounded to first. Playable for Moreno. He gets it in front of him, flips to the covering Lopez at first for the out. It'll be a one down now in the bottom of the fourth. Two up is Ryan McCarthy. So Ryan McCarthy will step in with one out and nobody on base. McCarthy, his first time up, flew out into center field. Yeah, a bit of a tougher play. First pitch by Lopez is up and inside. A 1-0 count on Ryan McCarthy. Bottom of the fourth, ballers on top, 2-0. We'll get you a look at the out-of-town scores in the top of the fifth. Pitch in there for a called strike on the 1-0 now. 1-1 on McCarthy. And flew out in his first at-bat. Last night, 1-for-3 with a walk and a strikeout. Was Ryan McCarthy. 1-1 count, pitch on the way. He'll ground this one sharply foul. Now 1-2 on Ryan. Logan Glass awaits on deck. Got a good crowd on hand. Margaritaville night here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Tomorrow I got our second edition of Dinosaur Day. Ed's Dinosaurs coming out for their second appearance of the year. It's your last opportunity to see them here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Be sure you come out tomorrow. 1-2 through the wickets of Pena and loose into left field. Playable. Cauley's going to get there. Throwing a second to where McCarthy hustles over. He slides in safely. It'll be an error that gets him to second base. So the error gets McCarthy all the way to second. As playable for Pena, but it gets under his glove and into left. McCarthy is at second on the E5. One down, runner on for Logan Glass. Logan Glass will stand in, a runner on second and one down with the error. The first error of the night for Down East as the Ballers pick up another base runner. This time it's Ryan McCarthy. Glass will stand in, pitch on the way. He'll ground this one first pitch towards short. Cauley will play him, hold the runner across the first. Throw is high. He's in there safely. Logan Glass hustles it out. We're going to check to see if it was a base hit or not. At second is McCarthy. Logan Glass will reach. And it's now two on for Kannapolis with one down. Javier Mora is going to stand in. Going to go an infield single for Logan Glass. He legged out the grounder. Cauley with the high throw. Glass using the speed to get on base. One down, pitch on the way. Mora will lift this one in the air into right field, trailing towards the corner. After it is Zion Bannister deep in the corner, makes the grab. Bit of a tough play. Now the runners are going to tag on the play. Bannister will get up and throw the ball in. Runners are going to move up on the play, so it'll be two down And a runner at first and second. They're going to call the runners back. As the play out in right field. As they're going to call Mora back to the plate now. They're going to say that Bannister did not make the grab. Bannister thought he made the play. Throw came in to no avail. And 0-1 count on Javier Mora. A bit of a late call. We had no signal up here in the booth from the umpires of any kind. 0-1 count. Runners at second and first. Pitch to Mora. Curved in for a strike, 0-2 on Javier Mora. 0-1 the night, a strikeout in this first at-bat against Lopez. Lopez at 3 1/3 with 5 strikeouts is now, it looks like, the lefty getting loose is C.J. Widger. 0-2, this one's low. Mora check swings, he does not go around, says Travis Brewer, our infield umpire. Trey Ward behind the dish tonight for the Saturday night action between the Kannapolis Cannonballers and the Down East Wood Ducks. 1-2 count with one down. Mora stands in. A closed-off stance holds the bat at the right shoulder. 1-2. Up and inside. Almost hits Mora in the chin-chin-chin. Count evens at 2-2. Again, a little bit of fireworks on a Tuesday night. No pun intended. It was 4th of July. But a bit of a scuffle earlier between these two teams, so we know there is a little bit of, not hate, a little bit of a rivalry between these two sides. 2-2, this one's grounded foul down the right field line. 2-2 evens your count. And these two sides, the Down East Wood Ducks, the Kannapolis Cannonballers, are no strangers to bench-clearing discussions, we'll call them that. We've had them a few times between these two sides here at Atrium Health Ballpark. On a civil baseball, though. As a 2-2 count on Mora. 2-1, one down. Lopez will take a peek at second, and not in time. McCarthy back in safely. Count stays put at 2-2. Ballers lead 2-0. Now hitting Down East 4-2. Here on this Saturday night action. 2-2 count, Lopez's pitch. Mora will chop this one, a high chopper towards third. Pena plays across, he goes to first. Throw is in time for the out. Runner's going to move up though, so it's a productive ground out for Mora. Glass reaches with a single, he's to second. McCarthy was at second, he's now at third. So two in scoring position, two outs, and Wilbur Sanchez due up. So Wilbur Sanchez will get an opportunity with two runners in scoring position and two outs. Bottom of the fourth, Ballers do lead 2-0. Out hitting Down East 4-2. Leandro Lopez sets, here's the pitch. Up in the zone called strike one. Sanchez takes it 94, 0-1. And C.J. Widger, the lefty, getting loose down the line for the Down East Wood Ducks. 0-1 count. Here's the pitch. Sanchez will pop this one up a mile high in the infield. After it is the third baseman, Pena. He'll call everyone off and make the grab for the out. A pop out at third base for Wilbur Sanchez. And he is the third out of the bottom of the fourth inning. So, for the fifth we go here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Ballers still on top, 2-0. Looking to hold on to the lead. Mason Adams will return to the bump. We'll take a fast break and be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live.
Baseball fans, introducing Valley Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully with Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Bottom third of the order, two up for the Down East Wood Ducks here in this top of the fifth inning. Mason Adams' first pitch of the fifth inning is swung and fouled off. 0-1 is your count. On the right fielder, Zion Bannister. It'll be Bannister, Pena, and Moreno due up top of the fifth inning. 2-0 Ballers on top, out hitting the Down East Wood Ducks 4-2. Adams back for his second inning of work, a clean inning in the fourth. He allowed two base hits, but other than that, got out of the jam without allowing anything cross the plate. Adams is 0-1, is spun in for a strike, 0-2 now on the right fielder, Zion Bannister. 0-2 count, nobody out, top of the fifth. Yency Pena awaits on deck. Adams is 0-2, up and away now, 1-2 on the right fielder, Bannister. Again, we promised a look at the out-of-town scores in the Carolina League, keeping you posted for sure. Bottom of the seventh, it's a 5-5 game in Augusta, the Green Jackets and the Pelicans. Battling down at SRP Park in North Augusta. 1-2. This one swung and a miss to the plate. He struck him out. Mason Adams has his third of the night. Zion Bannister down, swinging and missing. He's 0-2 with a pair of strikeouts tonight. One down, nobody on base for Yency Pena. Bottom of the first, Charleston taking a 3-0 lead over the Columbia Fireflies. Top of the sixth, Salem on top, 10-0 now over the Lynchburg Hillcats. Top of the fourth in Delmarva, the Shorebirds are leading 5-0 over Fredericksburg, a 1-0 count on Pena. That one's up and away. And then we have a suspension tonight, bottom of the fourth in Carolina. The Mudcats and the Fayetteville Woodpeckers run into some weather as this 1-0 is in the center for a base hit. Another one out, bring single into center. Another hard hit grounder in the center on a one out delivery. So Yency Pena will reach for the third hit of the night for Down East. It'll be now one on and one down for the nine-hole batter, Jesus Moreno. Bottom of the fourth, scoreless in Carolina, where the Mudcats and the Woodpeckers are tied and have not scored yet, so they'll pick it up again tomorrow, it sounds like. Pitch on the way. This one's lifted high and foul. Cal moves to 0-1 on Jesus Moreno, the first baseman. You look at these standings around the Carolina League. The Ballers are second place right now in the Carolina League. They did gain some ground with a victory last night. Down East still the best team in the Carolina League, technically. At 45-29 on the year. This one is fouled off now, 0-2 on Jesus Moreno. The Wood Ducks are 25-10 on the road. They have got a pretty good road schedule. They got a pretty good road record compared to being at home out at Granger Stadium in Kinston. Just 20-19. One game less than the Kannapolis Cannonballers, who've been right around 500 basically all season. 0-2 count. Set on the bump, pitch on the way. A fastball is upstairs and away to Moreno. 1-2. One down in this top of the fifth inning. Ballers lead 2-0. They're one game back at the Columbia Fireflies currently in the second half standings. 8-5 is Columbia. 7-6 are the Ballers. 1-2 pitch is fouled off by Moreno. 1-2 remains your count. Ballers are tied for second with the Myrtle Beach Pelicans, who have already clinched the first half division crown, so they will get the playoff spot. Down East will be dancing for a championship as well. They clinched in the North Division. 1-2. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Mason Adams has three strikeouts in his last four batters. It'll be Moreno having a seat. Now two outs with a runner on. Top of the order, Cam Cauley due up. Cam Cauley, the shortstop, 0-2 tonight. A ground out and a flyout. He has not faced Adams yet tonight. Cauley, the third-round pick in 2021 out of Houston, Texas. Third-round pick by the Texas Rangers. Pitch in there on a called strike, 0-1 on Cauley. Adams, a 13th-round pick in 2022 out of Jacksonville. 0-1 count with two outs. Top of the fifth inning, Adams working with a base runner on. 0-1 on the way. Cauley skies this one high and foul down the first base side. It'll end up in the seating bowl as a souvenir. Count moves to 0-2. On deck is Donyer Cueva. 0-2 count with two outs. Adams in his second inning of work, allowing three hits thus far, but he struck out four. 0-2 count, a good lead at first. For Pena, here's the pitch, runner going. Low at the plate, and Smelly can't get a handle. It'll be a stolen base for Yency Pena. He slides in safely. He's now in scoring position. At second, he is. 1-2 count with two down. Runner on second, and Caldy's still at the plate. So Cauley still is at the dish. 1-2 count with two outs. He's got 34 RBI in the season. Here's Adams' pitch. Another one lifted high and foul for a souvenir. Count moves to 1-2. One-two count with two outs. Cauley 0-2, trying to get on base for the first time tonight. Adams with a look at second. Pena with a good lead. 1-2. Swinging and foul tipped, and Smelly gets a piece of it. But it'll be another 1-2 count on Cauley. Cauley listed at 5'10", 170 pounds. Born on February 6th of 2003. Yency Pena turns 23 in less than a week. He's at second base. 1-2. Low and outside. Adams tried to get a breaking ball to work, but it just landed low and outside, even at 2-2 on Cauley. Donyer Cueva, second baseman, awaits on deck. Top of the fifth inning, a 2-2 count, two outs. Adams trying to get through this inning without allowing anything of note for Down East. 2-2 count. Adams will set, pitch on the way. In and out of the glove is Smelly up and inside. Count will run full. As Adams just having some trouble putting away Cam Cauley, who always has proven to be a tough out at the top of the order for the Down East Wood Ducks. Getting out of the Texas Rangers organization out in Kinston, North Carolina. Granger Stadium is where they call home. 3-2. In there, ring him up, got him looking cold. Strike three, another breaking ball. Cauley thought it was inside. He has a couple of words for Trey Ward. Nonetheless, it is another strikeout for Adams. About five through two innings. He has looked sharp again as Mason Adams. Cauley down on strikes is the third out of the top of the fifth inning. To the bottom half of the fifth we go. Ballers still lead 2-0. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network in Valley Live.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully with Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Top of the order, due up, bottom of the fifth inning. Ballers on top, 2-0 over the Down East Wood Ducks. Mario Camilletti leads it off. It'll be a new arm on the bump for the Down East Wood Ducks. It's C.J. Widger, the lefty, taking over. Pitch in there for a called strike, 0-1 on Camilletti. So Lopez goes four innings. Widger will take over on the bump for Down East. Listed at 6'6", the lefty from Pennsville, New Jersey, a 10th round pick in 2021, as Camilletti gets the 0-1 down, but it lands foul. Count runs to 0-2. So C.J. Widger takes over, second arm used by the Down East Wood Ducks tonight out of Rowan Gloucester Community College in Rowan Gloucester County, New Jersey. 10th round pick in 2021. This one's fouled off by Camilletti. Count stays put at 0-2. Baldwin, the third baseman on deck in the hole. Bryce Willits, first baseman. Ballers on top, 2-0 as mentioned. C.J. Widger, 1-0 with a 0.79 ERA. 8 games this year. This is the appearance number 9 for the lefty with the long hair. 0-2 popped into shallow left. After it is a shortstop, Cauley gets there for the out. A soft P6 off the bat of Mario Camilletti into shallow left. It'll be now one out, and Brooks Baldwin stands in. He'll have to turn around and bat righty. One down in the bottom of the fifth inning. As C.J. Widger taking over, he has one save on the year. 11 in the third innings entering today with 19 strikeouts for the tall lefty. Pitch swung and a miss, 0-1 is your count. Widger, 24 years of age. This is his first season in pro ball. Spent 7 games in the Complex League with the Rangers. This is game number 2 for him with the Down East Wood Ducks. Pitch in there, 0-2 now. Baldwin takes a peek at a fastball. Spent 7 games with the Rangers in the Complex League out in Arizona. He makes his second appearance with the Wood Ducks. 0-2, Baldwin fouls this one off at 92. Count will stay put at 0-2. We'll do it again. Widger in an inning and a third with the Wood Ducks, allowing one hit and striking out one on just 8 pitches with the Wood Ducks his last time out on July 5th here earlier this week. 0-2 pitch. Upstairs, and now Baldwin takes 1-2. And that was on Wednesday night. He tossed an inning in a third. One hit with a strikeout here against these ballers. 1-2 count. Widger sets on the bump. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him with a changeup. Brooks Baldwin can't catch up. 2 down now, and nobody on base. Bryce Willits will stand in. So Widger, the crafty lefty, definitely a creature of habit. Appears to be just kind of in his rhythm, in his zone on the bump, working at his pace and kind of managing the game is the lefty. First pitch on the way. This one is up and inside. 1-0 count on Bryce Willits. You hear those talks about pitchers kind of controlling the game and taking over and dictating the game's pace. Well, Widger definitely doing that. Here in this bottom of the fifth, 1-0 pitch on the way. Willits gets a piece of it, pokes it down the line. Fair ball down the left field line. He'll get into the corner. Willits is going to hustle a second. Throw's going to come in from left. It's going to be wide and not in time. It's a double for Bryce Willits with two outs here in this bottom of the fifth inning. A runner on and two down, and Colby Smelly will have a chance to hit. Willits didn't do a lot with that swing. He just kind of went opposite field, popped it over the infield, and in front of the left fielder Alvarez, who was playing kind of uncharacteristically deep. Smelly will stand in. Now Alvarez is kind of forced to play deep with the righty Smelly at the plate. Pitch on the way from Widger. This one's poked out in the right field. Playable for Bannister. Under it and to his left he goes to make the grab for the out. First pitch he sees, it's a fly out in the right for Colby Smelly. Three outs are now had, and we're through five at Atrium Health Ballpark. Kannapolis remains on top, 2-0. 5-3 are your hits. We'll be right back after a quick break on the Ballers. Baseball Network and Valley Live, 2-0 Kannapolis.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully with Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Tanya Cuevas, second baseman, leads it off for the Down East Wood Ducks. Top of the sixth inning, Mason Adams back for his third inning of work. First pitch delivered of the sixth, showing bunt, pulling it back, doesn't matter. It's a called first strike on a fastball, 90 miles an hour. 0-1 your count on Tanya Cuevas. Cueva, Moeller, and Figueroa do up top of the sixth. Ballers on top, 2-0. Adams is 0-1, is fouled off by Cueva. 0-2 is your count. Tanya Cuevas. For his third at-bat today, he's 0-2, a strikeout and a groundout. One against Adams, one against Schultz. Schultz picked up the strikeout in the first inning at-bat against Cueva. 0-2 count, Adams will work from the line, 0-2. Just a bit low, ring him up, got him looking, called strike three, got him in the lower part of the zone. Mason Adams has six punch-outs now through two and a third, and having a seat will be Ian Moeller, the catcher, standing in. So Adams has been sitting down Wood Ducks pretty much all night thus far. 2 1/3, six strikeouts. Impressive stuff from the righty from Okeechobee, Florida. Adams will set pitch on the way. This one's sharply grounded foul down the third baseline into the bullpen area. Lands a souvenir for a fan in the Wayne Brothers picnic area. 0-1 count, Adams will work against Moeller. Pitch on the way from the righty. Curved in just a bit low and inside, even at 1-1 on Moeller. Clayton Figueroa, DH awaits on deck. Adams will sit, 1-1 on the way. Low and outside, trying to fastball outside and low, 2-1 on Moeller. Mason Adams making another appearance. He's made a few starts this year, but he was not made one in a little bit. 2-1 is low, now 3-1. Adams made a spot start against the Myrtle Beach Pelicans a couple weeks ago. Six innings, four hits, five punch-outs. The strikeouts were down in his start. Out of the bullpen, though, he's been masterful. 3-1 popped up, foul ground. Willits under it, makes the grab for the out. Pop out and foul ground for Ian Moeller. First time he has not reached base today. Two outs and there are no runners on for Glader Figueroa. So Glader Figueroa will stand in against Mason Adams. 2 2/3 with 6 punch outs, just shy of 50 pitches. On his night. Adams will line first pitch. Low and outside. Calhoun moves to 1-0. Around the Chicago White Sox organization, the Charlotte Knights just down the road on top 6-0 over the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. Bottom of the fourth, it's a tie game in Tennessee. The Barons and the Smokies, 1-0 grounded to first. Willits plays and on to first he goes. Another 1-2-3 inning for Mason Adams. He gets his first of tonight. His first of the evening, a 1-2-3 frame. Figueroa on a 3-U makes it now 6 innings of work for the Wood Ducks, and they still have no runs. Ballers have 2. Bottom 6, Ballers on top. We'll get back on the Ballers Baseball Network in Valley Live. Bottom of the sixth inning here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Chris Lanzilli will stand in. A new arm on the bump for the Down East Wood Ducks. It's Gavin Collier taking over, wearing number 24 for the Down East Wood Ducks. He'll offer his first pitch of the night. Lanzilli grounds this one to first, playable for Colley. And a few steps, makes the grab on to first for the out. Just one pitch, one out. It's now one down, nobody on. Ryan McCarthy, two up for the Ballers. Gavin Collier returns to the Down East Wood Ducks. This is his first appearance with the Wood Ducks in 2023. He was here in 2021 and 2022. He has over 40 appearances with the Wood Ducks. He was with the Hickory Crawdads in High A just up the road from us about an hour. But he has struggled basically all year, so he's sent down here to Down East to try to get his feet back under him. First pitch to McCarthy's up and away, a 1-0 count on Ryan McCarthy. Gavin Collier on the season with Hickory, 0-6 with a 7.03 ERA. His 1-0 to McCarthy is inside and low, a 2-0 count on the center fielder, Ryan McCarthy. 15 games, 5 starts for Gavin Collier. Again, an 0-6 record with a 7.03 ERA. It has not been good work for Collier up with the Crawdads, so he's getting sent down to the Wood Ducks. Fastball, lower part of the zone, 2-1. On the center fielder, Ryan McCarthy. 2-1 from the line to Collier's offering. Low and inside. Now a move to 3-1 on Ryan. Last season, Gavin Collier with the Wood Ducks in 23 games, 21 starts. He was 6-4 with a 4.63 ERA. 3-1. McCarthy takes low for strike 2. Count will run full. He thought it was ball 4. Nonetheless, count runs full. 101 innings with the Wood Ducks last year. He struck out 110. 3-2 to McCarthy. This one is outside for ball four. A one-out free pass issued. McCarthy's on base for the second time tonight. It'll be a one-out base runner for the Cannonballers. Runner on with one down for Logan Glass. And as mentioned, Collier, 32 innings with Hickory this year, 36 strikeouts, just 18 walks, but 29 runs in 41 hits in 32 innings. Has been a bit of a struggle bus for Gavin Collier. First pitch in there for a called strike, 0-1 on the left fielder Logan Glass. 1-for-2 tonight, a single in the fourth and a strikeout in the second. As Ryan McCarthy at first with a good lead. Collier sets on the 0-1, he'll come set, checks on the runner. McCarthy has to dive back in, he's safe at first. A close play over at first. Collier had him fooled on the pickoff attempt. Nonetheless, 0-1 your count. Ballers on top, 2-0. Pitch delivered, Glass swings. This one's lifted high and foul. It'll be a souvenir for a fan down the line. 0-2 on Logan Glass. Second baseman Javier Mora waits on deck. Ballers on top, 2-0. Glass tonight, 1-for-2 with a single. Gavin Collier in his first outing as a Down East Wood Duck this season. 0-2 count, runner going, pitch on the way. Glass fights it off and fouls it off, stays alive. Count moves at 2-0-2. McCarthy will retreat back to first with the 0-2 foul off. Collier, 6'1", 165-pound, 22-year-old, a righty from Lawrenceville, Georgia, a product of Mountain View High School in Lawrenceville, Georgia. 12th round pick in 2019. 0-2, swung and a miss, got him on a breaking ball. Gavin Collier picks up his first strikeout of the night. Two outs and a runner on for Javier Mora. So Glass can't get to a breaking ball from Gavin Collier. It'll be now one on for Javier Mora. Mora 0-for-2 tonight, a strikeout and a ground out. First pitch will have to wait as McCarthy dives back in at first. He is safe. Mora, as mentioned, 0-for-2. McCarthy's at first with a massive lead. Definitely a guy that can take a lead. He's 1-for-1 in stolen bags on the season. First pitch to Mora is in there for a strike, 0-1. McCarthy at 6-3 at the first base bag. Former football player, I guess he knows how to get in a crouch position and dive after. 0-1 count, Collier will check on the runner at first, not in time. 0-2 your count on Javier Mora. 0-1, excuse me, as we'll have to await the 0-1 count. Wilbur Sanchez awaits on deck. Mora stands in, pitch on the way. Fastball is low and outside. Count evens at 1-1 on Javier Mora. In his career in the minors, Gavin Collier, 10-13, a 4.65 ERA. This is his 67th minor league appearance. 1-1, runner going, swing and a miss at the plate. Throw to second is high and not going to be in time. Ryan McCarthy has a stolen base. He reaches safely. Now a runner in scoring position for Mora with a 1-2 count. So a 1-2 count. McCarthy has his second stolen base on the season. Mora has an opportunity to drive the runner home. Collier sets glove at the waistband. 1-2. Low and outside, even at 2-2. Wilbur Sanchez awaiting as Mora trying to get some offense rolling. 2-2 count. Collier with a look at second. Nobody holding him at second. Here's the pitch from Collier. Inside corner, ring him up, got him looking, called strike three. Gavin Collier comes in, he picks up two strikeouts. McCarthy gets on base, but to no avail. And Mora will strike out to finish up this sixth inning. Back third of baseball already here at Atrium Health Ballpark, top of the seventh. Then we do up when we return to the Ballers Baseball Network. It'll be Anthony Gutierrez, Eric Alvarez, and Zion Bannister for the Down East Wood Ducks, who trail 2-0 New York Annapolis Cannonballers.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully with Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Anthony Gutierrez, Eric Alvarez, Zion Banister. It's the three outfielders due up for the Down East Wood Ducks. Top of the seventh inning. Ballers are nine outs away from victory. Mason Adams on the bump has been shoving his first pitch to Gutierrez. Swung and a miss. 0-1 is your count. We, as mentioned, Gutierrez, Alvarez, and Banister. Adams in another inning of work. Schultz going three. Adams going three tonight as well so far. 0-1 fouled off. Now 0-2. Adams will set to go probably another inning or two perhaps tonight. As we're in the top of the seventh, Wood Ducks are held to just three hits all night. The 1-2 punch of Schultz and Adams has been dastardly for opponents. 0-2. This one's poked down into right. Lanzilli will have to charge in. Dives after it. He can't make the play. Gets loose into right. He'll retrieve the ball, but it'll be a double. He's going to think three here. Throw comes in from right field. Cut off by Sanchez. No throw. It'll be a triple off the bat of Anthony Gutierrez. It's a leadoff three-bagger for Anthony Gutierrez, the Wood Ducks center fielder. Eric Alvarez will now stand in, and just like that, with one swing of the bat, the Down East Wood Ducks are back in the mix. So Alvarez will step in with a runner 90 feet away from scoring. Alvarez steps in, a runner on third is Gutierrez. Pitch on the way up and inside. Count moves to 1-0 on Eric Alvarez. Left fielder tonight is a grand total of 0-2 with a pair of strikeouts. Adams' curve is in there for a strike, 1-1 on Eric Alvarez. 2-0 Kannapolis on top. 90 feet away, though, from scoring is Anthony Gutierrez, who had a triple, 1-1. This one's poked out in the right and well hit. Lanzilli backtracking, makes the grab, but it'll be a sacrifice fly as that's well in time to score the run from third. So a sac fly for Eric Alvarez, and the Wood Ducks have gotten on the board here in this seventh inning. Zion Banister is going to step in as it's an F9, a sac fly for Alvarez. One down and nobody on base for Zion Banister. The Wood Ducks strike, they've now cut it to a 2-1 game. Adams' pitch delivered to Banister, low and inside, a 1-0 count on the right fielder Zion Banister. Adams threw 3 1/3, 6 punch outs, a run on 4 hits. There's the 1-0's in there for a strike, now 1-1 on the right fielder Zion Banister. 1-1 count, one down, Adams' pitch. This one is fouled off over the head. Up here in the press box, 1-2. One down in this top of the seventh. Ballers are 8 outs away from victory. They're holding on now to a 1-run lead to these Down East Wood Ducks. Adams looking for a clean seventh inning from here on out. He's got a 1-2 count against Bannister. Pitch delivered. Check swing. Did Bannister go around? No, says infield umpire Travis Brewer. Count evens at 2-2. A breaking ball low and inside. But to no avail as Bannister can't make the bat go any further, which is what he wanted. 2-2 count. Adams' pitch. Fouled off. Got a piece of it, did Zion Bannister. Count stays put 2-2. A non-drafted free agent signee in 2019 by the Texas Rangers is Zion Bannister. 6'3", 389-pound switch hitter from Nassau, the Bahamas. Is Zion Bannister. 2-2 count, one down. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. It's another punch out for Mason Adams. 7-9. That's now two down in this seventh inning. Two up now, Yency Pena. Yency Pena will stand in with a runner on no base and two down. Adams will work. Here's the pitch. Spun in for a strike at 86 miles an hour, 0-1 on Yency Pena. 1-for-2 on the night is Pena. Ballers fighting here to just hold on to a lead. 0-1. This one's low and outside. A 1-1 count now on Yency. 1-for-2 with a single tonight. A stolen base as well in the fifth. He grounded out in the third inning. Did Yency Pena. Adams will work. Here's the 1-1. This one is lifted high and deep into right center field. Well hit. McCarthy will chase. That one's going to fall, though, into Triple's alley. Headed for second and rounding headed and stopping there will be Yency Pena. He's got a stand-up double with two outs in the seventh inning. Now the Wood Ducks have the tying run on base. It's a double from Yency Pena, who's now got a multi-hit game. Two outs and a runner on for Jesus Moreno. It's the second multi-hit game of the night for the Down East Wood Ducks. Anthony Gutierrez and Yency Pena both have been key contributors thus far for Down East. So Jesus Moreno will stand in against Mason Adams, who's now got a base runner on to deal with. Moreno stands in, wiggles the bat, pitch delivered, swing and a miss, and an 86-mile-an-hour changeup. Count will move. 2-0-1. 0-1 count with two outs. Top of the seventh inning. Adams over the peak at second. Here's the pitch. Skips in the dirt. Smelly blocks. Count evens at 1-1. Ballers are still on top. Down East, though, certainly staying in this one, and they are threatening. Adams with a look at second base. Good lead for Pena. 1-1 chopped foul by Moreno down the third base line. Count moves to 1-2 on the first baseman, Jesus Moreno. Moreno a pop out in foul ground and a strikeout on his ninth. A 1-2 count with two outs. Adams with a deep breath. Takes a peek at second. Mora holding the runner. 1-2, runner going. Chop towards the second. Mora will field his position to his left. On to first for the out. A 4-3 ground down and tying run will be stranded for the Down East Wood Ducks as we head into the seventh inning stretch at Atrium Health Ballpark. Kannapolis still leads, but it's 2-1 now as they allow the run across. 2-1 your score. Both sides with five hits on the evening. Ballers still lead, though. 2-1 your score. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully with Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Wilbur Sanchez, Mario Camilletti, Brooks Baldwin, two up. Bottom of the seventh inning, it's Gavin Collier back on the bump. First pitch is a called strike. 0-1, a 90-mile-an-hour fastball from La Chispa, Wilbur Sanchez. Camilletti and Baldwin to follow. Bottom seven, ballers on top, 2-1. Pitch from Collier, swing and a miss. Now 0-2 on a Wilbur Sanchez. Ballers still lead 2-1, a close game so far. Both sides with five hits. And this bottom of the seventh here, Gavin Collier in his second inning of work. He struck out two in Glass and Mora. 0-2 is outside and low, a 1-2 count on Wilbur Sanchez. Camilletti the DH and Baldwin the third baseman. A wait on deck, 1-2 pitch on the way, swing and a miss. Got him with a fastball, and Gavin Collier has his third strikeout of the night. Wilbur Sanchez will have a seat, one down, two up, Mario Camilletti, the DH. So Collier sat down now three in a row, Glass, Mora, and Sanchez. The bottom third of the order combining tonight to go 1-for-9, whereas the top of the order has been the thorn in the side of the Down East Wood Ducks. Camilletti stands in, Collier on the bump. Here's the pitch. Spun in for a strike, 0-1 on Camilletti. 1-for-3, a double back in the third inning. A strikeout swinging in the first and a pop out in the fifth. Collier's 0-1 is outside to Mario, even at 1-1. 2-1 count with one down. Camilletti a slightly open stance. Collier from the line, here's the pitch. Camilletti wants to swing, he doesn't. He'll call time, though, as this one's on the inside corner. 1-2 is your count. Camilletti, the Carolina League leader in walks and on-base percentage. He got on base earlier with a double. Camilletti with a two-bagger tonight. It's his 14th double on the year. Pitch is outside of the 1-2, now 2-2 even. Camilletti tying it, our good buddy in Tim Elko, who before being promoted to the Winston-Salem Dash had 14 doubles. Camilletti foul tips a 2-2 into the mitt of the catcher and Moeller. It'll be the fourth strikeout in a row for Gavin Collier. He's got four total on his night. A KFT goes down to my scorebook. So two outs and nobody on base for the hot bat of Brooks Baldwin. Baldwin will stand in, 2-1 your score. First pitch from Collier, spun in for a strike, 0-1 on Brooks Baldwin. Baldwin has reached once tonight, keeps the on-base streak alive with a free pass. He also stole a base and scored a run. 0-1 outside, 1-1 on Brooks. Still looking for another hit. He's got four homers in his last four games. He has been a hot bat against these Wood Ducks. 1-1. Inside corner for a called strike, 1-2 on the third baseman, Baldwin. Collier working at a good pace on the bump. From the wind, he'll set. Here's the 1-2. This one's poked out in the left field. Playable for Alvarez, who takes the angle on it, makes the grab for the out. Baldwin got a little bit of a jump on the ball, but it hits it right to Alvarez, who makes the grab on the run. It's an F7 in the book. A 1-2-3 inning for Gavin Collier. We're through seven here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Ballers still on top, 2-1. It's the top of the eighth. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Top of the order, due up, top of the eighth. Cameron Cawley will lead it off. Daniel Cueva and Ian Moeller will follow against Mason Adams. The righty on the bump in his fifth inning of work. Pitch on the way for a call. Strike 0-1 on Cam Cawley. Adams entered in the fourth. He pitched the fourth, fifth, sixth, and seventh as the eighth inning is inning number five of work. 0-1, swing and a miss. Cawley will hack and miss. 0-2. Now on the shortstop, Cawley. Adams' strikeouts have been up again, seven through four innings tonight. He has struck out at least five in all of his last five outings, including tonight, make it six in a row of at least five punchouts. So two count. Adams will set pitch on the way. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. How about eight tonight for Mason Adams? It's another swing and a miss. This time Cam Cawley goes down on strikes the second time tonight. One down, and now Daniel Cueva will stand in. So Cueva will have an opportunity with a single out in the inning and one out and nobody on. Five outs away are the Kannapolis Cannonballers from a victory. First pitch in there for a called strike, 0-1 on Daniel Cueva. 0-3 tonight is Cueva. A pair of strikeouts and a ground out in that fourth inning. Adams works 0-1. Swing and a miss. Got him with a breaking ball, 0-2 on the second baseman, Cueva. Another one of the top prospects in the Rangers organization in that top 30 rated by MLB Pipeline. 0-2, pitch on the way. Low one outside, now 1-2 on Daniel Cueva. Ballers have looked good tonight, as have the Down East Wood Ducks. It's been an evenly contested game, both sides with five hits. It's been a fair fight in this game thus far. 1-2 count with one down. Adams will frontward from the line. Pitch on the way. Low at the plate now. 2-2 on Daniel Cueva. Ian Moeller, the catcher, awaits on deck. Top of the eighth inning. Ballers on top 2-1. Adams has eight punchouts through four and a third. Here's the 2-2. This one's poked down the line and left foul. Count will stay put at 2-2. We'll do another one. Cueva batting 267 on the season with four homers, 31 RBI. Rated at number 27 in the Rangers' top 30. Rated highest for his hitting ability. He doesn't show it off there. 2-2, another swing and a strikeout for Mason Adams. He's got another one on his nine, making nine for Adams. That's now two down. Ian Moeller will stand in. Adams has been electric. Three of his last four outings, he's had at least nine strikeouts. That's crazy, folks. Nine strikeouts in three of his last four outings, including 11 last time out. Two outs, top of the eighth inning. Moeller's first pitch from Adams in there for a strike. It's in there 91, 0-1 on Moeller. Adams has been a strikeout machine. He's now got a grand total on the season of 76. So one in there, now 0-2. He's at 67 before tonight. He's got 9. I can't do math, but I think that's 76. 0-2 count with two outs. Adams will work from the line against Ian Moeller tonight, who is 1-4-2. 0-2 in the dirt, blocked by Smelly. He takes wisely, does Moeller. 1-2 is your count. Two outs, top of the eighth inning. Wood Ducks are trailing Kannapolis, 2-1. Adams looking in for the signs. From the line, here's the 1-2. Curveball inside, corner, ring him up, got him looking, called strike three. How about a 10-piece for Mason Adams? He struck out 10 in each of his last two outings so far, and he has looked sharp again tonight for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Strikes out the side, he gets Moeller looking, and Caldy and Cueva swinging at their third strikes. Bottom of the eighth, ballers are three outs away from victory, but they'll get to hit again against the Down East Wood Ducks and Gavin Collier. We'll be right back after a quick break on the Ballers Baseball Network and Dally Live. Bryce Willits will lead it off, bottom of the eighth inning here at Atrium Health Ballpark. First pitch he sees from Collier in this bottom of the eighth is lifted high and foul. 0-1 is your count on Bryce Willits. It'll be Willits, Smelly, and Lanzilli do up bottom of the eighth against Gavin Collier. Two innings he struck out four, including his last few batters. He has sat down four in a row against the Kannapolis Cannonballers and then finished up last inning with a flyout for Brooks Baldwin. A 1-1 count now on Willits, as that one is a bit low. Collier from the line, 1-1. Low and inside, 2-1 now on Bryce Willits, the first baseman. Willits, Smelly, and Lanzilli do up. Ballers on top, 2-1. It's an even fight tonight, five hits each for the two sides, the Wood Ducks and the Cannonballers. 2-1 is outside now, 3-1 on Bryce Willits. Willits, a multi-hit game, a double and a single tonight. He has also scored a run back in that first inning. Collier's pitch, Willits skies this one foul over everybody's head. It'll be now 3-2 on Bryce. Team leader actively in home runs. He has 9 on the season. Of course, he was trailing Tim Elko, our good buddy, who was promoted to the Winston-Salem Dash, where he has been playing very well. Both Elko and Jacob Burke have kept their hot streaks rolling. 3-2. Collier keeps his rolling. He strikes out Willits now, his fifth strikeout of the night. One down, Colby Smelly, new up. Colby Smelly steps in 0-for-3 tonight, a pair of ground outs and a flyout in the fifth inning. Smelly stands in a slightly open stance against Collier. Pitch on the way from the righty. This one's a bit outside, a 1-0 count on Colby Smelly. 0-for-3 tonight, batting 306 on the season. Pitch on the way in the 1-0. Fastball is inside now, 2-0 on a Smelly. He's got a seven-game on-base streak in the ropes here. against Gavin Collier. 2-0 count, pitch on the way. Smelly swings. This one's fouled off over the Atrium Health Ballpark sign on the cannonball. Their way it goes. 2-1 is your count. Smelly, the catcher, at the plate. Lanzilli awaits on deck. Bottom of the eighth, 2-1 your score, as the 2-1 is swung and a miss by Smelly. Count evens at 2-2. It'll be time not called. Smelly is going to keep rolling. He'll call time at the last minute. And Gavin Collier, trying to stay in his motion, stands awaiting on the bump. Rocking back and forth like a baby carriage. 2-2 on the way from Collier. This one's poked into center. That's going to drop and be a base knock. Colby Smelly extends his on-base streak. He's got a one-out single against Gavin Collier. Got a fastball right over the middle of the plate. And it's a one-out single. A base runner for Kannapolis. Chris Lanzilli will stand in, as Miss Casey Betty has made her second appearance of the night. Our beloved bat dog here for the Kannapolis Cannonballers, Miss Casey Betty. And she was here earlier in the night in the third or fourth inning. She's back here in the bottom of the eighth. Pitch on the way. That's a fastball for a called strike. 0-1 on the right fielder, Chris Lanzilli. Lanzilli, a two RBI double back in the first inning. It's all the ballers have needed thus far tonight against these Wood Ducks. 0-1. Collier's pitch on the way. Fastball up in the zone for a called strike. 0-2 on the right fielder, Lanzilli. Ryan McCarthy, center fielder, awaits on deck. Bottom of the eighth inning. Kannapolis leads 2-1. Pitch on the way. Lanzilli swings and misses on the 0-2. Fastball kind of fisticuffed Chris Lanzilli. He could not get to it. Two outs now and a runner on for Ryan McCarthy. Again, kind of tied up the hands of Lanzilli. That inside fastball from Collier at 92 just gave him a little too much trouble. So McCarthy stands in. First pitch from Collier. Spun in for a strike at 80 miles an hour. 0-1, your count. McCarthy, a twitchy batter. He kind of holds in and stands into the plate, and then he's got a quick little step just before he swings the bat. 0-1 on the way. Up and inside, McCarthy will take up and in. Now 1-1. It's a very quick swing. Almost like he's cracking a whip. It's a very quick and organized swing. 1-1. And therefore a strike at 80 miles an hour. He doesn't swing there. 1-2 count. McCarthy batting .222. Certainly has become a fixture of the Ballers outfield, getting a lot of playing time since being signed as a free agent by the White Sox. 1-2 from Collier. This one's grounded weakly through. Diving after it is Cueva, the second baseman, has to throw to first, and it's in time for the out. A nice play by the second baseman, Donier Cueva, and that is the third out of the bottom of the eighth inning. Pat Leland, not a huge fan of the call. Nonetheless, it is the third out of the bottom of the eighth. To the top of the ninth we go. Ballers still on top, 2-1, three outs away from victory. Mason Adams is going to return for another inning of work. We'll send things to Adams after a quick break in the Ballers Baseball Network in Valley Live. 3 outs away from victory, Arkanapolis. Glader Figueroa will stand in and lead off. Ballers are three outs away from victory. It's Figueroa, Gutierrez, and Alvarez due up. D.H. Figueroa will stand in for the Down East Wood Ducks. Pitch on the way. It is inside, a 1-0 count on Figueroa, the DH. Gutierrez and Alvarez to follow. A 1-0 count on Figueroa, the DH. Mason Adams returning for his sixth inning of work. He's got 10 punch-outs tonight. 1-0 is inside. Move to 2-0 now on Figueroa. Gutierrez, center fielder, and Alvarez, the left fielder, awaiting on deck here in this top of the ninth inning. 2-1 count, Adams' pitch. This one's grounded up the middle. That's going to get into center for a base hit. A leadoff single for Glader Figueroa. It's a leadoff base runner for Down East. One on and nobody out for Anthony Gutierrez. Gutierrez will stand in. Pitch on the way. This one's up and inside. A 1-0 count on Anthony Gutierrez. 1-0 count. Nobody out. Runner on. Down East has the tying run on and the go-ahead run at the plate. There is an arm warming down the line for Kannapolis. Should Adams be able to get out of the inning? 1-0 fastball in there for a strike. 1-1 on Gutierrez. Adams in line for the victory. He's looking to go to distance. It is Mason Adams. He's at 83 pitches. Now at 84. 85th pitch of the night on the 1-1. Here it is. Swing and a miss. Got him the breaking ball. 1-2. A nice pitch to Gutierrez. Gutierrez, the center fielder. Eric Alvarez, left fielder, awaits on deck. Top of the ninth inning. Ballers 3 outs away from victory. Tying run at first. Adams sets. Here's the pitch. So low went outside. Breaking ball, just a little too much dancing from Mason Adams. 2-2 is your count. 2-2 count, nobody out. Adams working at a good pace. Glove at the waist, 2-2. So when this fouled off, it'll end up as a souvenir up in the suite level. 2-2 your count on Gutierrez. He's got a multi-hit game, a single and a triple on his night. 2-2 your count. Adams will set, takes a look in for the signs. 2-2 pitch. This one is weakly tapped foul down the third baseline. 2-2 remains your count, and we'll do it again. Eric Alvarez awaits on deck, the left fielder. Top of the ninth inning, Ballers lead 2-1. Tying run for Down East is on first base. It is Glader Figueroa. 2-2 count. Figueroa with a good lead. Adams looking in for the signs. Wiggling the bat is Gutierrez. 2-2 pitch. This one is poked foul down the first baseline. It'll end up into the seating area. Count shifts to 2-2. Adams will set, taking a peek over there. Here's the pitch. This one is also lifted high and foul. Another one lined up in the bowl. 2-2 is your count. A battle between these two sides. Gutierrez, you have to think, is doing some good here for the Down East Wood Ducks if they want to stop seeing Mason Adams. The arm warming down the line for Kannapolis. Adams' pitch on the 2-2 is low at the plate, and now the count will run full. Anthony Gutierrez. There is a righty warming down the line. Looks like it is Horacio Andujar getting loose for Kannapolis. 3-2. Check swing. Did he go around? No, says our infield umpire and Travis Brewer, and that will be 2-on now for Down East. Pat Leland's going to come out, and he is going to make at least a change on the mound as Mason Adams' night appears to be done. He's at 93 pitches, and that will be all she wrote. A pitch is a bit inside, and Adams goes 93 pitches in five innings of work with 10 strikeouts, but they'll have to turn things over to Horacio Andujar to try to clean things up. We'll take a quick break and be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network in Valley Live. 3 outs away are Kannapolis from victory. 2-1, though, for Down East. So Eric Alvarez will stand in now for the Down East Wood Ducks. A new arm of the bump for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. It'll be Horacio Andujar trying to shut the door on the Down East Wood Ducks. There are two runners on and nobody out. Andujar comes in to try to get the save in this ninth inning. First pitch to Alvarez is a fastball upstairs, a 1-0 count on the left fielder for Down East, Eric Alvarez. Andujar, 6'2", 260-pound, 24-year-old, acquired in a trade to the Los Angeles Dodgers in 2023. Out of Boni, Dominican Republic, is Horacio Andujar. 1-0, big swing and a miss on a fastball upstairs, a 1-1 count on Eric Alvarez. Figueroa is at second base, and at first is Anthony Gutierrez. Wood Ducks have the tying and go-ahead runs on base. Ballers looking desperately here for some outs. 1-1 Andujar's pitch. This one is fouled off. Keeping it alive is Alvarez. Count moves to 1-2. Andujar enters for the second time this week against the Wood Ducks. He pitched a little bit on July 4th. He went three innings, gave up a run on two hits with a walk and a strikeout. 2-1 on the season with a 4.30 ERA is Horacio Andujar. 1-2 count. Here's the pitch. Curveball is a bit upstairs, even at 2-2 now on Alvarez. 23 innings on the night for on the season, I should say, for Andujar. 15 strikeouts with 7 walks. 2-2 count. Andujar with a deep breath, taking a peek at second. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Got him with a breaking ball upstairs. And now the baller is all they really could need is a ground ball double play as Andujar picks up a strikeout of Eric Alvarez for the first out. One down now, and Zion Bannister will stand in. Well, Bannister is 0-3 tonight with a trio of strikeouts. He is a strikeout away from a golden sombrero. Top of the ninth inning, one out, Andujar sets. Here's the pitch. Bannister grounds it to second. Mora will scoop. Underhand to second for one on to first. And did they get the out? Yes, they did. It's an inning-ending and game-ending double play. 4-6-3. And the Ballers hold on against the Down East Wood Ducks. Ballers win, baby. Ballers win. 2-1, your final score. The Ballers hold on late despite a late charge from the Wood Ducks and get the 2-1 victory in front of the crowd here on Margaritaville night here at Kannapolis. Chris Lanzilli is your five-star transmission star of the game as the Ballers take this one 2-1 over the Down East Wood Ducks. Six hits aside as the only runs needed is that two RBI double from Lanzilli in the first inning. Ballers win it, baby. Ballers win 2-1. Your final score. We'll recap it all in the postgame show. We'll be right back after a quick break of the Ballers Baseball Network. Ballers win, baby, 2-1 here at Atrium Health Ballpark.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully with Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Welcome back into the broadcast booth here high atop Atrium Health Ballpark. Ballers win at Bay Mead. Ballers win. Final score tonight is 2-1. Kannapolis holds on. They put two runs up on the board in the first inning on a Chris Lanzilli RBI double. And then they hold on despite a late charge from the Wood Ducks, who put up one in the seventh. And both the tie and the go-ahead runs on base in the ninth inning. But holding on and getting the save is Horacio Andujar. And that will set things up for a good series finale tomorrow. 1 o'clock, your first pitch here at Atrium Health Ballpark in the series finale tomorrow here in Kannapolis. Ballers hold on, 2-1 your score. Mason Adams get the win. He's 3-3 on the season. Lopez with the loss, he's 2-4. Horacio Andujar picks up his second save on the season. As mentioned, the Ballers backed by the Lanzilli double. 2-for-4 day for Bryce Willits, the only multi-hit game performance as well. The Kannapolis Cannonballers pick up a couple of hits from Camaletti, Smelly, and a Logan Glass, but the big two RBI for Lanzilli are what hands the Ballers the victory tonight over the Down East Wood Ducks. They used three arms tonight. Noah Schultz throws another three perfect, and I mean perfect, innings. Three strikeouts, he gets a hit by pitch, but he is only allowed now three base runners in his entire outing all season. He's allowed three base runners. He has been fantastic, has Noah Schultz. He has looked sharp on the bump and looking to continue it here in Kannapolis for a while. Mason Adams gets the win. He shoves yet again five innings out of the bullpen with a victory. 10 strikeouts. It's his second straight outing in which he's gotten double-digit strikeouts. And then Horacio Andujar gets the save with a strikeout in a one inning of work in that ninth inning in relief of Adams. On the other side, the Wood Ducks, six hits, two multi-hit games from Anthony Gutierrez and Yency Pena, 2-for-3 nights for the both of them. The one RBI on the night is Alvarez, 0-for-3, but he does get the RBI, and then a hit each for Mulder and Figueroa. That is all that she wrote for the Down East Wood Ducks this evening. Lopez gets the loss. Four innings, four hits, two runs, a walk, and five strikeouts. Widger goes an inning with a hit and a strikeout. Gavin Collier comes in his Wood Ducks debut this season and throws three innings with six strikeouts, no runs, a walk, and one a hit. Time of the game, a quick one tonight, 2 hours and 11 minutes, over 3,400 Ballers fans packing Atrium Health Ballpark tonight. It's about time for Margaritaville fireworks, so we're going to say so long here from Kannapolis. Dan Helody saying thank you, as always, for tuning in on the broadcast. Be sure to get your tickets and come on out tomorrow as Tanner McDougal gets the start in the series finale on the second of two Dinosaur Days here at Atrium Health Ballpark tomorrow. 1 o'clock first pitch. We will see you tomorrow on Valley Live at MILB.TV. Dan Lodi saying thanks for tuning in. I'll leave you as I always do. Speak in love. Love baseball. Stay blessed. And until next time, have a blast. Ballers win.